Hey, Junior, it's Tim Carter. Thanks for calling Ask the Builder, buddy. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Tim. I'm fine, thanks.
All right, Commander, give me a full report. What can I do?
Well, my question this morning regards fiberglass insulation.
Okay.
I want to insulate between the floor joists in my basement. Essentially, the first floor then would be cut off from the cold air that comes up out of my poured basement. Okay, but the problem I'm hitting is not all of my floor joists are of the same measurement. So I've been basically having to cut down these long bats that I bought, these long rolls of insulation. I think I one time heard you speak of a perforated roll of fiberglass insulation. But I'm having a hard time finding it. And I'm
I think they stopped making it because I think it was too expensive and most people were just like, we're not going to deal with it. What
right.
they were trying to do is they developed this product that they tried to, they thought that, you know, it would just get rid of the whole irritation issue, you know, dealing with the fiberglass.
Uh-huh.
And I think it went over like a lead balloon.
Okay.
You know, because I haven't seen out there much either as well.
Yeah, it really would have made this job a lot simpler.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I could have pulled each piece to size, basically.
Now, how much insulation do you have up already?
Three total floor joists are insulated.
Okay, now, let me, and you don't use this basement for anything, right? I mean, it's just like a unfinished basement?
Right. It's unfinished now, but I'm hoping to partially finish it into an office space. And there's also a bathroom down there.
All right.
I was going to have off this space.
Well, here's what's going to happen. You're going to discover that, and especially if you insulate the ducts, are you going to eventually, as you're doing this project, you think you're going to kind of, the heat ducts that are serving the first floor are going to get covered with insulation?
I don't know if I was going to cover them. I think, yeah, it'll partially hang down on a couple
okay.
of the ducts.
Well,
yeah.
Here's what's going to happen. You're going to find that the basement's going to get considerably cooler.
Okay.
Now, I mean, that's a downside. In other words, all of a sudden, it's just going to be like, wow, this is cold down here.
Yeah, it's very cold now.
It's going to get colder. It's going
right.
to get colder. Okay, so in other words, traditionally the way we've designed heating systems here in Greater Cincinnati is the heat that is radiating from the first floor, you know, just kind of tempers the air temperature in the basement,
okay.
as well as some of the heat that, you know, as the furnace operates and you put your hand on the heating duct in the basement, you know, it's warm, of course.
Right.
So there is some heat loss, but that's intentional because, because in other words, you don't want the basement to be 32 degrees, you know, because because the pipes will freeze, you know.
Right.
So just keep that in mind that what will happen is that you'll then, when you do finish off part of the basement, you're going to be forced to put some heat runs down there.
I did that with one
okay.
Duct where the office space is going to be.
Yeah,
I had a contractor come in and run a new piece there with the vent in it.
Right. Well, just be aware that the basement's going to get colder.
Okay.
So that's the only downside.
Now, regarding the hanging of these, I've been using these wires that stretch across the joist itself to sort of hold this insulation in place.
Yes.
They sell with the rolls of that. And I'm wondering, though, if I'm doing it right. I'm hanging it toward basically the... It'll almost be flush with the drywall I'm going to install up to these joists. Am I doing that right, or do I want to get that up closer to where the floorboards are?
The insulation's fine. I don't care if it's flush with the bottom of the joist or at the top. It makes no difference.
Okay. Or the middle even? Would that be okay?
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, and actually, we just filmed a DVD about installing insulation this past Tuesday, and I showed in that DVD that they're these really great wires. They're kind of stiff. They're about the same as like 14-gauge copper.
Right.
And they've got like kind of clipped angled ends, and they're about 18 inches long, maybe 17 inches long, and you just kind of bend them in place, and they just kind of bite into the side of the floor joists.
Oh, okay.
And that's what holds the insulation up.
Right.
So that's another thing you can use.
Okay.
All right,
great.
Anything else?
No, appreciate you being out there,
All right,
Tim.
Dude. Thanks. Call anytime, Junior.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.